All right, Port Adelaide last night in front of 23,000 people at the MCG.
Oh, a few boos.
Were defeated by the Richmond Football Club by 12 points. What did you see, Byrne? What didn't and did you like about the performance last night? Oh, and where's Port Adelaide at now?
Nah, their season's gone now. They had to win last night, I reckon. And not just their season. I think their window is officially shut after last night because they need to beat Richmond. They're one of those three or four teams that are vying for that last spot in the eight. And they weren't good enough. But Richmond, oh, they were brave, Port Adelaide. Don't get me wrong. Yep. Richmond got out to a 26-point lead in that second quarter. It looked like we were texting each other, oh, here they go.
Here they come.
This is going to be an absolute pile-on.
Yeah, I thought the same. Thought it was going to be a bloodbath.
And to their credit, they fought back actually put their noses in front with about 6 or 8 minutes to go. Gave himself a big chance of winning that game late. But The selection we spoke about, not going in with a ruckman, that hurt them really late. And you can go about hit-outs, that Richmond smashed the hit-outs. Port actually won the clearances, but lost inside 50. So those clearances meant nothing, really.
Correct.
I just thought Nane Kervis's influence on the result late
last
was
10
huge.
Minutes. Yeah.
Huge. He actually set up from that stoppage the Liam Baker goal that ended up being the winning goal. So, there was a lot to like from Port Adelaide, but you can't just keep liking things and losing.
Yeah,
I thought Todd Marshall was outstanding.
Yeah, but he's still a kid.
He's not a kid.
And I like Marshall.
So, but hang on. So if you kick 5 goals and you're standing, you're only standing him.
Yeah.
He was playing a game of AFL footy and kicked 3 goals in a half when his team's season is on the line, the team's premiership window is on the line. So you have to give him credit for that. I just thought the selection call was interesting. There was a lot of things happening in the game. The concussion point was a big point.
Well, that's the big talking point.
Let's go to Kenny Hinckley and just speak about what he said, the result, why the result went that way.
Turnovers killed us in the first quarter, and that's what probably won them the game. Probably by the end of the game, we worked so hard to get back, but we gave up 5 goals from turnover in the first quarter, and we gave up goals through the corridor, which is not like us. If you look at the rest of the game, we defended really, really strongly. But for that patch in the first quarter when they were able to put us to the sword on the scoreboard, that's what happened, turnover. And it was as much our doing, anything that Richmond done. We gave the ball back in bad spots.
There you go, Kenny Hinckley after the game. I want to ask you, Jars and Bernie, about that head clash, Zach Butters and Tob Jonas, because, geez, it was ugly.
There was
a bit of claret. The boys went off. They were both off for around about 10 minutes, but since then, it happened at the time, the boundary girl, what was her name?
Abby Holmes
mentioned about they didn't do the concussion test.
No, they didn't.
There's since been an AFL investigation into it. They've been cleared.
Correct.
But were you guys surprised at the time? Because it was a pretty big head clash.
Yeah, no, it was a big head clash. It was more of a face clash, which they deemed not to be. But it was a crucial, everything added up to being a poor decision because it was a crucial time of the game. It was in the last 6 minutes to go. Port were 3 points down. They couldn't afford to lose 2 players when they just activated the sub as well. So there's a lot going on in a tight match. But you just got to give credit to the doctors. You've just got to let them play their role. And he's been a doctor at the club, from all reports, for 25 years or something. So, I mean, they make the decisions and we can't...
No, not at all. And we're not doctors, so we can't go down that path.
But it was a surprise. To answer your question, it was a surprise because it was a big hit.
Yeah.
And it was ugly.
Both boys cut open.
Yeah, the way Tommy ran off especially, head down, he looked hurt.
And so, but the thing that I thought that the concussion test should have been done. And but if that's going to...
That's 20 minutes. So then potentially if they fail, they miss next week as well.
Correct.
Then as 12 well.
It's
12 days. So let's go. Jay Clark asked Kenny Hinckley the question
post-match
after the game. And it got a little bit heated.
Oh dear.
Listen here.
Are you questioning a doctor of 25 years experience that he made a bad decision or he made a wrong decision? I don't know.
No, the look of the incident, that's why it's going to be brought into the spotlight. Just the look of it, the seriousness.
Jay, do you think the doctor made the wrong call?
No, but that it will be questioned naturally, obviously.
But have I not answered your question?
No, but I'm saying it's a discussion point because of the look of it. That's why it'll be debated. That would be unsurprising to you.
I'm not surprised at all, but you're asking how they were. They were fine.
It's just because of the seriousness of the issue, obviously, at the moment, the climate in the AFL.
Do you think a doctor of 25 years would take a risk with concussion with the seriousness of the injuries that go on now with concussion?
I wouldn't have thought they would know.
But can we stop the questions?
Well, it's just the look of it, that's all.
No, I'm asking you. I've tried to answer it for you as well as I can.
Yeah, I'm just saying it is the look
I get of it. What you're saying, Jay, but I'm also saying back to you.
Gotcha.
I've got the most experienced doctor in the AFL making these decisions. Mm. Where do you want me to go? Where do you want him to go? Do you want him to go back to medical school? I don't know.
It could get a bit heated. I thought Kenny did very well there.
Yeah.
But Jay Clark, how many times do you want to say it's the look of it? There's a lot of them in there.
Yeah.
But some interesting news today, Greg, or out of yesterday, that Matthew Richardson, the CEO from Port Adelaide, said.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we know what sort of season Port's had and what's happened in the previous years, going out in prelims, not being able to get to the big dance. But, of course, he's got a contract for next year, 2023.
Yep.
And the CEO today, Matthew Richardson, has come out and said emphatically that Ken Hinckley will be our coach in 2023.
He said he's put it to bed.
He's put it to bed. He's been linked in the last couple of weeks with GWS.
Yep.
I think our own Ditz has come out with that sort of thing, saying that maybe it might be a mutual parting of ways.
Yep.
But the CEO has come out on the front foot and said,
good.
No way.
He will coach.
Kenny Hinckley will be our coach next year.
I love that support from a CEO.
Every Port, it's okay to support him, but should he be coaching?
Where's Coshie?
Should he be coaching?
Where's Coshie? They're 5-7. They're 2 games out of the 8. They've got healthy percentage.
They're done, Jazz.
Mate, there's still a little light at the end of the tunnel.
No, I don't think
you're putting
Kenny's
the line through already, Bert.
I don't think the CEO should come out and say that now.
Where's the buddy chairman? Where's David Koch supporting his senior coach?
Every Port person I speak to doesn't want Kenny coaching.
Don't just go on that and say that Kenny's
gone. Is there
gone?
A divide between the supporters and the admin?
I don't know. They're still rocking up.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. This is getting heated in here.
No, that's exactly. I'm the same. That's what I want to know. Do the supporters want Kenny? Because everyone that I talk to as well, the Port Adelaide supporters.
Oh, so now all your mates are off Kenny as well.
You'd know
what's going on really down there. You wouldn't have a bloody clue what's going on down there.
No, you're
both
right.
Both of you wouldn't have
a clue. But I'll talk to
the contract until next year.
There has to be a divide. You think he's the man for the job next year?
Absolutely, because he's contracted.
If the club ends up not making finals this year...
Has Ken Hinckley lost the players?
I think he'd be starting to.
Oh, starting to?
Yeah.
As of now?
Well, when you know you're not going to play finals.
Has he lost the supporters, though, Jazz?